So, good morning, everyone. This morning we'd like to offer some possibilities for practice with contemplation of mind, mind states. So a little bit building on the themes that Catherine was unfolding yesterday, last night in the Dharma talk. So again, as many of you will know, will be familiar with, the contemplation of mind is the third satipatthana, the third foundation of mindfulness in the traditional teachings. And I'd actually like to begin by reading a short section on the instructions for a practitioner describing how this practice unfolds, how it looks like. So this is from the Satipatthana Sutta, describing a practitioner. He knows a lustful mind to be lustful, and a mind without lust to be without lust. He knows an angry mind to be angry, and a mind without anger to be without anger. He knows a deluded mind to be deluded, and a mind without delusion to be without delusion. He knows a contracted mind to be contracted, and a distracted mind to be distracted. He knows a great mind to be great, and a narrow mind to be narrow. He knows a surpassable mind to be surpassable, and an unsurpassable mind to be unsurpassable. He knows a concentrated mind to be concentrated, and an unconcentrated mind to be unconcentrated. He knows a liberated mind to be liberated, and an unliberated mind to be unliberated. So, really within this practice there's a sense of opening to this whole range of mind states, of experience of mind, ranging from the lustful, from the angry, from the deluded, to the more expanded, meditative, concentrated, liberated. So, you know, we have this list of descriptions, but I feel like it doesn't need to be exhaustive, so we don't, you know, it's kind of to give a sense of what we're talking about in terms of range, but we can also include others, or if it feels like there's something arising in one's own experience that's not included within this list, then we can use our own conceptual framework of melancholy or sadness or a sense of beauty or whatever opens up that can be part of this practice as well. And really a sense of everything is welcome. Anything that arises in the mind is of interest to us. So it's really the whole opening to the whole spectrum of emotion. And one way, there can be different ways of approaching this. One way of practicing with the mindfulness of mind that can be very beautiful is to bring this interested, sensitive mindfulness that we've been cultivating again to the body, but in a kind of a very specific way. So we'll try working with this sense of bringing attention to a central axis, a central line in the body, running from the base of the body, from the perineum, through the center of the body to the top of the head. Often we'll find that mind states, especially strong mind states, can be reflected in some way in the experience of the subtle body. So we're sort of bringing attention to this and noticing, oh, okay, how does it feel? What's being reflected in the experience, in the field of the body, we could say. And it might take a while to kind of get a sense of it. It's slightly different from, or it's kind of mixed in with the physical sensations of the body. But we can, you know, we have an experience of this, of it's something that we're familiar with, how anxiety can be felt in the body in a particular way as a kind of a tensing. And we can become familiar with that. Notice, oh, this is how it feels. Or a sense of peace sometimes in meditation. It feels like peace is pervading, can be pervading the field of the body. Again, this type of sensitivity, awareness. And again, we can sort of include some of the previous themes of the practice. So we have this sense of the grounding in the body, and also this, these ways of looking, noticing the three characteristics. So noticing as we're working, as we're noticing, different phenomena arising in the field of the body, mind states, noticing, okay, they're arising and passing away, noticing the transience, within the experience. Or bringing in a sense of disidentification, noticing, okay, it's arising from a whole host of causes and conditions. So if there's tiredness, you can kind of reflect a little bit. What's causing it? What are the external causes that are making it manifest in this moment? Or often thoughts or beliefs will fuel a certain style of mind state. So if there's irritability or anger, it can be worth noticing what kind of thinking, what's the storyline that's going into feeding this irritation or difficulty. And with that, again, this instruction of simply coming back to the body, returning to the body. And again, I'm realizing that many will be quite familiar with this style of practice. Again, for some, it may be quite new. So again, the challenges of offering something to a group like this. A kind of a further meditative inquiry that can be very fruitful and interesting is noticing what the impact of the mind state is on the broader field of perception. So how does a mind state impact on how I'm sensing myself or sensing another or sensing the present moment or this instance of being here on retreat? So noticing mind states, often the mind colors all of our perception. So, you know, again, if there's a sense of peace, how do I then perceive myself? What's my felt sense of myself seen through the lens or seen through the color of peace? How do I relate to others? What's my perception like? And equally interestingly, how is it when I'm agitated or angry? How does that impact on my sense of self? How does it impact on the story, on the narrative, on the sense of the present moment or another person? Tends to color everything. Okay, well that's what I'd like to say this morning. Perhaps we can explore this a little bit through practice. So again, just letting yourself arrive, feeling the weight of the body against the seat, against the floor. And feeling into the groundedness of the body. Noticing any tensions again that can be allowed to melt away, to soften. And letting the awareness open up again to the whole field of the body. How is the life of the body this morning? Then if you'd like, bringing some curious attention to this central line, this central axis, this imaginary line running from the base of the body, from the perineum, through the abdomen, through the chest, the heart center, the neck, throat, face and the head. Letting the awareness open up to this central axis. You might like to just slowly scan it, let the awareness travel up and down, noticing what's perhaps being reflected. What's manifesting in the citta, in the mind. You can just let the attention be receptive, open. Feeling into the texture of the mind. How is it feeling this morning? Sometimes it can be helpful to name, to label how the mind is feeling, to help recognize. Oh, the mind is feeling settled, or bright. Perhaps it's restless or irritable. With this practice, however the mind is feeling, is fine, is welcome. and I open to this texture of settledness or irritability or dullness. Again, however the mind is feeling, whether the mind state is beautiful or expansive or difficult, as you're opening to it, feeling into it, also bring in the light reflection. This too is subject to change. This too will shift and pass away. How is the mind feeling now? Also, bring some attention to how the state of the mind is reflecting into how the self is feeling, how the self is being seen or colored, felt in this moment. Again, however the mind is feeling, can bring in this light contemplation of, this is not me, this is not mine, this mind state. Really allowing it to manifest in the way that it is in this moment. Whether beautiful or difficult, doesn't mean anything about me. Seeing how does this identification feel? How does it feel in the heart? this practice introduced this morning is something that we can, if we wish, carry out through the day. So just checking in whenever we wish, how the mind is feeling, what the state of the mind is. Perhaps just a few words also about working with more intense mind states or emotions. So there the body can be a real support, so coming into the body, often a more difficult mind state or a more energized mind state, we can say, anger or grief or sadness is somehow sustained by a story, and it's very easy for us to get drawn into that story of ourselves and another person or a broader constellation. So within this practice, just sensing, really inviting you to feel into the texture of that in the immediate direct experience, just kind of coming close, dwelling with that, seeing how does it feel. And again, the central line, the central axis, can be a really useful meditative tool, a meditative support for exploring this. So seeing what's manifesting in that. And we can bring this into the walking meditation as well. So there's the possibility of, as we're walking, tuning in to the sense of the body and the central line, and feeling, okay, what's arising here? How is the mind feeling? And the whole practice can be integrated into that form as well. Okay, so now it's time for 45 minutes of walking practice, and there's a couple of groups meeting. I'm not sure what the letters are. You might know, Catherine says. So if you're not quite sure, check the notice board and you might have a group.
It will be one of A, B and C.
Two
out of A, B and C.
That's right. Okay, so thank you everyone. Enjoy your practice.